from State Farm agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, just off Sam Ridley at 721 President Place. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Monty King, 220-2210. Starting lineups first for the Oakland Lady Patriots, head coach Jennifer Grandstaff. Number three, Kiara House, 5'8", senior forward, House. Also getting the start tonight, number 10, Lipscomb signee Emily Eubank, 4.6 assists per game, 5'9", senior guard. And number 23, Caitlin Oliver, averaging 4.7 rebounds a game, a 5'8", senior forward, Oliver. Shelby Gibson, 12 points a game and 6 rebounds a game, number 42, 6'2", sophomore center. And Ansley Eubank, 00, averaging 11 points a game, 5'7", sophomore guard. For the Smyrna Lady Bulldogs and head coach Sean Middleton, Austin Peay signee Brianna Alexander, averaging 12.5 rebounds and 2.5 steals a game, number 32 to get the start tonight. Number 3, Brooklyn Blanchard, 5'4", junior guard Blanchard. She is averaging 5.5 assists and 3 steals a game. Number 21, Allie Bolton, averaging 10 points a game, a 5'9", junior forward. Tara Hughes, 45 is her number. She's a 5'10", freshman post. And 33, Keisha Brady, a 5'6 freshman, getting the start tonight. So it's Brady, Hughes, Alexander, Blanchard, and Bolton for Smyrna. For Oakland, it's Oliver, Eubank, Eubank, House, and Gibson. And we're about ready to get this one underway. Oakland hosting the Smyrna Lady Bulldogs. Gibson going to jump center against Alexander. It is tipped by Gibson and controlled by the Lady Pats. In the white uniforms with some red and navy trim, they're moving left to right as we see it. In the gray uniforms with yellow and purple trim are the Lady Bulldogs. Ansley Eubank off a screen, left side, lets it fly. The first bank three is in there. Ansley Eubank gets Oakland off to a fast start. Pass into the near corner and thrown away by the Smyrna girls. First turnover of the game. And Oakland has the ball. Looking at a full court press. Oliver, it's tipped. Can they run it down? Blanchard does. Left side, gives it off to Brady. Missed the shot and rebound, Oakland. Ansley Eubank up the floor. Now Kaus, pull-up jumper from 10 off the side of the rim from the right side. And a foul on the rebound. I believe this one's going to be against Gibson. 42 it is against Shelby Gibson, trying to get position. Follow us at WGNS Sports on Twitter for the latest news and information. We've got lots of scores coming in for us tonight. Driving the lane, shot up no good by Alexander after the feed from Brady. She cut through the lane but was fouled. Foul is on Oliver, her first, so two quick Oakland fouls. And this one is going to put Brianna Alexander at the fans' heating and air free throw line. Shot it, got it. First one is good. She'll have another. Fans' heating and air, they have built their business on trustworthy service and customer care. Second one is good as well. 3-2, your score. Oakland leading the Smyrna Lady Bulldogs. Down the floor quickly, Ansley Eubank in the corner. Can't you do it again? This one a little short. Rebound, Smyrna has it. Up the floor, almost turned over. Knocked out of bounds by the hustling Emily Eubank. Crowd still coming in here for this one. If you're at a game tonight and listening in, good to have you this evening. Hughes has it now. Great feed down low, and Blanchard misses the shot. Had an easy one now. Stolen the ball on the rebound, and now restolen by Oakland. Careless ball handling here by both teams. Oliver drives to the basket with the left hand, put it up, no good. And now Gibson's going to get her second foul, and immediately will probably, well, yes, she's going to go to the bench. Picked up her second foul, and coming into the game will be Aaliyah Patterson, 5'9", sophomore. Aaliyah Patterson. Oakland, full court pressure. They get it down the floor to Brady here near side. Top of the key, Alexander turns, spins, kicks it out to Bolton for a long two. No good. Rebound. Hughes has it. Muscles her way in. Missed the shot. And there is a lid on the old peach basket here tonight for the Smyrna girls so far. Two free throws. 3-2 your score. They will inbound near sideline. Keisha Brady, the long lob in to Bolton. Bolton's going to have to run down the ball as Oliver tipped it away. Still, nobody has control of the ball, and last touched by Blanchard. And Oakland is going to force another turnover here for the Smyrna girls. In the backcourt, Emily Eubank, the Lipscomb signee, calling the play right in front of Coach Sean Middleton. Now brings it here to the far side, the right side, as they're moving left to right. Passes now to Oliver, top of the key. Deep left corner, Ansley Eubank. Bad pass to House. She runs down the loose ball. Now House has got to give up the ball and does to Patterson, who pops out to help. To the left wing, Emily Eubank. Blanchard guarding her. A pick, and now Emily drives in. Patterson, the recipient of a great assist by Emily Eubank. She's averaging four a game, or five a game. Now Smyrna's thrown it away. Oliver in the lane, kicks it out. Emily Eubank for three. This one's going to be short. Rebound. Ansley Eubank goes up, misses the shot, but she's going to have two at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line as she is fouled by Keisha Brady. Double zero. 5:10 left here in the first. 5-2 your score. First shot is up and good by Ansley. Fans Heating and Air, 893-7930. Of course, we need that heating part of it now. It's going to drop into the teens tonight. That wind out there is rough. Second toss, a little short, bounces off the left side of the rim. Rebound, Oakland. Long pass up, Bolton for the long twos. No good. And then on the rebound, a foul on Smyrna's Brianne Alexander, I believe. We'll check the foul for you. It is on Alexander. 5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Oakland leading 6-2. Blanchard knocks it out of bounds. Really, the saving grace here for Smyrna has been the fact they played pretty good defense, but they've had too many turnovers. Oakland has not taken as much advantage as probably they could have. Three ball up, no good by Oliver. They can't get anything to fall either. Both teams opening up a little cool. Smyrna on the run. Bolton has her pass tipped out of bounds by Emily Eubank. Oakland's playing tenacious defense as well. A sub. Brady is coming back in, and Bolton is going out. Treasure Hunt is in the game, and I failed to tell you that. She came in at the last dead ball. Four-point Oakland lead. 4.5 to go in the first. Driving the lane, Hughes. That was a monstrous lane that opened up for Hughes. And the freshman took it in. She's going to be something special, Smyrna fans. Oliver down the near sideline. Now to the middle of the court. Fakes left. Goes right. Shoots. She scores and is fouled. She gets the plus one. Our chance at it. At the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Shot it. Little long, little hard. Rebound comes out deep, and there's going to be a foul on the rebound here, I think, too. Foul is on Alexander, and Alexander picks up her second foul. That's who was the foul was on a minute ago. Oakland's foul was on Emily Eubank on the rebound. Smyrna basketball. Treasure Hunt to Blanchard here in the deep left corner. Blanchard has the ball tipped away, gets it back, triple teamed, just throws it away, hoping someone was there, and it was Ansley Eubank going the other way. Ansley fakes left. Oh, my goodness, what a lay-in. Ansley Eubank, 6 points for Ansley. Oakland up by six. Bolton passes back out to Blanchard at the foul line, dishes out to Treasure Hunt for three. It's too long. Rebound, last touched by Ansley or by Brady, and it was going to be Brady who touched it last. Oakland basketball with 3:36 to go in the first quarter. Oliver into Ansley Eubank. Ansley to Emily Eubank. Got to get rid of it. Back to Ansley to the left side to Kiara House. House down low to Patterson. Missed the shot. Rebound and put back by Ansley Eubank. She's averaging 11 a game and already has 8 here in the first quarter, and Smyrna has to take a timeout as they trail the Lady Patriots 12-4. From residential, commercial, farms to land, the elite team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction specialize in it all. They have a successful history of serving estate settlements, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations. For all of your auction needs, call Stan Vaught and Bob Bug at 896-4600 and online at bobparksauction.com. I was given explicit instructions by John not to be rude, mean, say anything derogatory about Bob Bug and Stan Vaught. Not that I ever would. I just poke a little fun every now and then, and he gets all bent out of shape. But that's John for you. Can't even joke around him, huh? 12-4 is your score. Oakland leading the Smyrna Lady Bulldogs. I'll probably pay for that when he has scouts out there listening. 3:15 to go in the first. Smyrna called timeout to try to draw up a play here. It includes Blanchard driving the lane, and the six-footer is good. Smyrna needed that. Second field goal of the game. Cut the lead to 6. Ansley Eubank across the timeline, behind the back dribble. The Sis drives left side, layup no good. Patterson with the rebound and put back. Aaliyah Patterson might have gotten away with an over the back there, but not called. It doesn't matter. They are up 14-8 now. With the ball, Brady for the gray-clad Lady Bulldogs to Bolton. Drives baseline and is fouled. Patterson going to get tagged with this one, I think. And it is going to be Aaliyah Patterson. Her first foul. And it's Oakland's fifth team foul. To the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, Allie Bolton averaging 10 a game. First toss, swish. Barely rippled the net there. Fans Heating and Air has offered the finest products and services since 1966. 893-7930. Second one. Barely tickles the twine. Allie Bolton with 2 points. 14-8. Driving. Kiara House has it blocked. Patterson there for the rebound and put back. She's fouled. Missed the shot. But we'll head to the charity stripe. It's on Treasure Hunt. Foul on Hunt is her first. If we have any scores to pass along to you after a quarter of play, MTCS 12, Eagleville 7. 12-7 MTCS leading Eagleville after one quarter of play on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. First toss is good by Patterson. She'll have another. Couple of dribbles. Shot it. Short. Got her own rebound and then stolen away. And now Patterson's going to reach in and foul. So the Oakland Bigs in a little bit of foul trouble tonight. It's her second foul. She came in for Shelby Gibson, who picked up 2 fouls and is on the bench. So Oakland's post have 4 fouls between them. Blanchard drives, gets in there, left side, no good. The little three-footer. Oakland with the rebound. And now Blanchard's going to get caught for reaching in against Emily Eubank. That's Blanchard's first foul. 2:15 to go in the first quarter of play. 15-8. Oakland leading the Smyrna Lady Bulldogs. Smyrna calls off the dogs here on the press. Coming near side, Emily Eubank. Kiara House pops out between the rings, now right side. Ansley Eubank sets for the three. Covered pretty well, now passes off, gets it back. Sister here on the right wing, now drives from the right block. Goes up, and they're going to call a blocking foul. The officials here on the near side both looked at each other for about a second and a half. And then the official under the basket finally called the block. And that's going to be against Hughes. That's her first foul, the sixth team foul, and sends Emily Eubank to the charity stripe. Going to be a long night, looks like, with fouls, folks. First toss is good. 3 points now for Emily Eubank. Fans Heating and Air, free throw number 2. It's in the air, bounces twice, and falls through. Eubank with four, 17-8. Long pass broken up by Patterson, run down by Ansley Eubank, down the far sideline. Top of the key, dishes off right side. Driving in is Oliver, got it to roll around the rim and through. Costly turnovers here tonight for the Smyrna Lady Bulldogs so far, trailing 19-8. Blanchard in the backcourt, long toss to Treasure Hunt, and then Treasure Hunt throws it into the Oakland stands. Bree Patterson coming into the game. She's a 5'4 senior guard. Minute 20 to go here in the first, 19-8. Oakland, they have the ball. Emily Eubank to Oliver. Now a handoff pass back to Emily. Drives, tries the reverse here from the right block. No good. Rebound. Bree Patterson brings it down the floor for the Lady Dawgs. She calls the play between the circles, standing on the S in Patriots to the right side. Finds Brady. Now Hughes. Hughes drives left side and scores. Very impressed by this young girl. She's just a freshman. 43 seconds to go. Oakland leads by 9. They have the ball. Emily Eubank trying to back in against Hunt. Make that Patterson to Kiara House. House, pull-up jumper, swish. Near the right elbow, lets it fly. Kiara House puts Oakland back up by double digits. 23 seconds. Patterson going to be fouled. Bree Patterson fouled by Oakland, reaching in foul. It's going to be called against Ansley. Her first foul, seventh team foul. So at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line for a 1-1 is Bree Patterson. That voice you may hear in the background doing the announcing, longtime announcer for Oakland, Mr. John Rice. Shot it, got it. She'll have another. Patterson, her first basket. John has been around here at Oakland for a long time, does some work for the Lady Raiders as well at times, state tournament. Second toss a little short. Rebound, Oakland's Patterson to Oliver. Oliver bounce pass Emily Eubank, drives the lane, gets it down low to Patterson, rolls around the rim twice, and then falls for Aaliyah Patterson. Long pass in, Bolton. To the right side, Brady with two, with one. Not going to get a shot off. Bolton turns and spins, but it was too late. So your score after the first quarter of play, 23-11. Oakland leads the Smyrna Lady Bulldogs on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Loveless Fine Photography is now the official photographer for Blackman, Eagleville, MTCS, Riverdale, Siegel, Smyrna, and Stewart's Creek.
If people haven't scheduled their senior portrait yet, they need to go ahead and call and get that done, because to be in the yearbook, they have to come through us, and we love to make beautiful portraits. They'll love the experience, and they'll love their portraits.
Alan Loveless says call 890-1558 now to schedule your senior session.
Some of the nicest people in the world will answer your questions, schedule your session.
Loveless Photography, 890-1558.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent. 896-2013.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
1 in 3 drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm agent Trey Helton, and I can help you get to a better state. 895-0500.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, First Bank, Realtor Annette Brancher with Reliant Realty, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, along with Martin's Home and Garden. Second quarter underway. Three ball is up and no good. And that was Smyrna's Treasure Hunt who shot that. There was a whistle. It went out of bounds off of Oakland. Got a score to pass along on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard here in just a second. Bree Patterson, after the inbound, looking around, popping over to help Treasure Hunt there on the far side. Now Bree brings it out between the rings. Bounces it in the corner to Treasure Hunt. Now Hunt just pulls up for the long two. Crawls over the rim, won't go. Rebound, tipped around. Emily Eubank comes away with it to House. Now back to Eubank. Emily, the long pass up to Oliver. Now she drives baseline, cut off there. Back right side to Ansley Eubank for three. The rainbow. First bank three, 11 points for Ansley Eubank. Riverdale leads Siegel 16-3 after one quarter of play. That's on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard in girls play. Allie Bolton from the right block. Great pass in from Bree Patterson, and Bolton finishes it off. Bolton with four. 26-13 your score. To the left side, Ansley has it. Looking in to Emily, who cut through. Couldn't get it to her. Back out front, Patterson to House, back inside to Ansley. Now Oliver's three, a little short off the front of the rim. There's going to be a foul on House, I think, on the rebound. Oh, no, it is not. The foul is on Patterson. It was, wasn't it? So we're going to the line to shoot. Stewart's Creek leads Laverne in girls play 13-10 with about 5.5 minutes left in the first half of play on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. 13-10, Stewart's Creek. First toss from the fans, Heating and Air free throw line by Tyra Hughes is good. She'll have another. Second one is good as well. Hughes with 6 points, the leading scorer for Smyrna. Lead back down to 11 for Oakland. That's been about the cushion Oakland has had, anywhere between 7, 8, 9 to 11, right around in there. Emily Eubank crossing the timeline now to sister Ansley here right wing. Ansley trying to clear things out to House, top of the key. She takes a couple of dribbles to the foul line, now dishes back out to Ansley, to Patterson. Aaliyah kicks it back out to House, tries to go interior with it, and stolen away by Blanchard, who comes to the left side. Layup, no good. Rebound put back, won't fall for Brianna Alexander, but she is fouled. 5:53 to go here in the first half, 26-15. Is your score. Oakland leads. Second foul on Emily Eubank, by the way, sending Brianna Alexander to the fans heating and air free throw line. Got something special coming up for you at the Ideas Tees between game show. First toss is good. She'll have another. I'm going to talk to MTCS football, baseball coach, co-AD Brian Stewart, who announced yesterday that he would be leaving for Briarcrest. Got about a 9-minute interview with him we're going to air here between games. Second toss by Hughes is good. Lead is down to 10 for Oakland. That's during the Ideas Tees between game show. Oliver for three from the right wing. It is nothing but net for Caitlin Oliver. Boy, that's the dagger that Oakland has pulled out here tonight, no matter how close Smyrna can chip away. Oakland comes up with a big basket. Three ball up by Brady. It's no good. Rebound. Oakland has it. Ansley Eubank over to Emily. Emily down the left side. Pulls up between the circles now. 5:13 to go in the first half. Caitlin Oliver pops out to help. Just hit that big three to Ansley Eubank. Right wing. Emily. Now House. Back to Emily Eubank. Foul line. Glides in. Six-footer. Rolls through. And there is a foul. Basket counts. Foul on Blanchard. So give the deuce to Emily. How about an old-fashioned three-point try here for Emily Eubank? Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by State Farm agent David Wilson at 2744 South Church Street near Indian Hills. Get to a better state with State Farm agent David Wilson, 893-9898. The plus one's good. Eubank has seven. Clock drops under 5 minutes to go here in the first half of play. Smyrna basketball from the left wing, Treasure Hunt. Hunt, the key, gives it to Alexander. Turning, spinning in the lane is Hughes. She got it to fall, and there's a foul. 8 points for Hughes. Foul on Caitlin Oliver, by the way. It's her second. Patterson has three. Glenn has a little bit of foul trouble here tonight to deal with. Plus one. Barely ripples the net here for Hughes. 32-19 Oakland. 4:40 to go in the second. It's one of those deceiving scores that looks worse than it is. 32-19. Kiera to Ansley. I know neither coach is very comfortable with where they are now. Patterson baseline jumper from about seven. No good. Rebound, Blanchard had it, tipped around. Ansley Eubank to Patterson left side. After the steal, shot no good. And now they're finally going to call a foul. This one going to be on Ansley Eubank, I think. No, they're walking the other way. No, it is. It is on Ansley Eubank, and they're walking the other way because that's where Smyrna's shooting. I'll get my directions right in my brain here in a moment. Going to the foul line here is Treasure Hunt. Hannah Eaglin, 5'6 sophomore in the game for the Oakland Lady Patriots. First toss is up and good for Treasure Hunt, her first points. Hannah, a sophomore. I remember Hannah when she was crawling around. Fine family that she's from. Second toss is up and good by Hunt. 32-21. Ansley Eubank back to Sis Emily in the deep left corner. Tries to feed Oliver and throws it away. Long pass up. Smyrna on the run. Brady drive. Shot missed. Rebound tipped around. She got her own, and now Oliver tips it out of bounds. It'll be Smyrna basketball. Just under 4 minutes to play in the first half. 32-21, Oakland. Brooklyn Blanchard trapping out here. Now ball tipped away as Hughes has to run it down after trying to pass to Blanchard. Blanchard to Treasure Hunt, left wing. Drives into the deep left corner, has to give it up. Now finds Blanchard again. Toss to the top of the key. Hughes drives in there. She's mauled by three Oakland Lady Patriots. No foul, it was all ball. Just three of them there. Drive, right side, Oliver fouled on the way to the rack. Foul is on Blanchard. And that is her third. And that is not good for Sean Middleton's Lady Bulldogs. At the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, Caitlin Oliver shot it. No good. Rolls out. Fans Heating and Air will design the perfect, not just a system. It's the perfect system to meet your needs. 893-7930. Second toss, good. Oliver with 8 points. Scored in every way that you can. Free throw, two-pointer, three-pointer. 33-21. Oakland with the lead. And Smyrna's thrown the ball away. Ansley Eubank drives down there. Gives it up to Kiera House. Missed the shot, but she's fouled. Smyrna's Caitlin Moore has checked into the game, by the way, a freshman. And she is the one who picked up the foul. She came in for Blanchard. Now Bree Alexander is going to come in for Moore. Meanwhile, Kiera House at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line hits the first toss. She'll have another one. Shot it. Got it. Four for Kiera House. 35-21 Oakland. 3 minutes to go in the first half. From Randy King Gymnasium. Bounce pass to the right side, Brady. Little high-low going now. Patterson, Bree Patterson, brings it back out. They try to feed inside to Hughes. Broken up by Oakland. Eaglin brings it down here the near sideline. Gives it up to Kiera House. Now in the corner, Ansley Eubank wide open. She'll shoot those all day. It's good. First bank three, 14 for Ansley Eubank. 38-21 Lady Pats. Pat broken up again. Oliver tips it out to Hughes. Gives it up. Oliver layup. Good. After the tip pass over from House, and there is a timeout. Big basket. And we've got timeout on the floor. We'll take one, too. 40-21 Oakland. We'll be right back.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
This is Danny Page, and I'm here to tell you about Annette Bratcher. She's a very knowledgeable real estate agent with Reliant Realty. She is the perfect agent to work with both the first-time home buyers as well as a seasoned investor. Call Annette today at 456-1658.
Find your next house on AnnetteBratcher.com. You can do a property search today and find that perfect home for your family. Or look at the featured home. Go to AnnetteBratcher.com. Again, that's AnnetteBratcher.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Stewart's Creek leads Laverne 20-15. That one at the half. And Eagleville 17, MTCS 16 at the half. On your scoreboard, driving baseline is Brady for Smyrna. She just runs into Oliver, and the ball goes out of bounds. No foul, but a turnover for Smyrna. Emily Eubank fakes, now goes left. Passes off, gets it back in the deep left corner to Eaglin, and now there's going to be a foul on the screen, I think. And this was Ansley Eubank with the illegal screen. That is her third foul, and that's not good for Oakland. She's their leading scorer with 14 and has to come out. And Aaliyah Patterson back in. So Patterson and Eaglin joining Oliver, Emily Eubank, and Kiara House. They're in a 3-2 zone, looks like. It's kind of strange, isn't it? Ball tipped after the missed shot, goes out of bounds. The official closest to it has to ask for help, doesn't know. It's going to be Oakland basketball. Take a look at that zone next time if they actually jump back in it. 40-21 Oakland. Minute 40 to go here in the first half. Left side to Oliver, now right side. Eaglin going to drive, get there off the right block. Baseline floater up there and good from about four. Eaglin's first basket of the game, 42-21. Left side, Treasure Hunt glides in there. Now fadeaway jumper from about 10, no good, goes out of bounds. And it's going to remain Smyrna basketball. Treasure Hunt to inbound. Hunt looking around, looking, and finds Hughes. Hughes in the lane. Jumper no good. Got her own rebound, though. Off the glass, it's good, and there is a foul. Hughes with 11. Basket will count. The foul on Aaliyah Patterson. That's her fourth. So she not only has four, and Ansley Eubank with three, but the reason Shelby Gibson's on the bench, she picked up two quick fouls in the first quarter. Plus one is good by Hughes. For Oakland, they sub with Elena Smith, the sophomore, who has talked to assistant coach Missy Blizzard earlier. And she's been getting more and more playing time, and Oakland being forced to go deeper into the bench here this evening. Kiara House back to Eaglin. Eaglin top of the key, passes right side. They say she drug her foot. Turnover for Oakland. 51.9 seconds to go in the first half. 42-24, Oakland. Smyrna's ball with Bree Patterson. Bouncing it over to Allie Bolton. Now Bolton pulls up the long two. Looks good, but a little short. Smyrna got the rebound on the floor. Put back, no good. Rebound put back. This one finally does fall for Keisha Brady. And part of the reason why she was left more open than. The reason why she was left open is because of the foul situation that Oakland is in. The bigs have had some trouble tonight with fouls. It's 17 seconds. Foul called out front on Smyrna's Bree Patterson, guarding Emily Eubank. And we're in the bonus here, both sides. Not going to matter much for the final 16 seconds. And Emily Eubank going to the fans, heating and air free throw line. The first toss is good. She takes two quick dribbles and makes short time of it. There's a spin. One, two dribbles. Shot it. Got it. No. Missed. Rolled all the way around and would not fall. 43-26. Smyrna going to have a chance at the last shot here of the quarter with 9 with 8 seconds. It's Bree Patterson to Bolton. Bolton's three. No good. Rebound. Who has it? Nobody. From her knees. The shot up by Breanne Alexander right underneath the basket, and I mean from her knees. She picked up the rebound and just hurled it at the goal as the time expired, and the basket is good. You see something new just about every game, I'm telling you. Your score at halftime. The Oakland Lady Patriots leading the Smyrna Lady Bulldogs 43-28. We'll take a timeout when we come back. We'll check for some new scores on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. I'll give you some information on the stats here at the half. From Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography as we continue. Coverage of State Farm Prep Basketball from WGNS.
Prentice Alsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Alsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Alsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Alsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAlsup.com.
DirecTV by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
The DirecTV by Intersource difference, customer service.
We're going to run into people that are using DirecTV service. When I see you at the grocery store, I want to be able to walk up to you and know that you've gotten the best in customer service. I don't want to be ducking down behind the green beans.
Get rid of cable and upgrade to DirecTV.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800.
Since 2008, your neighbors have trusted locally owned Ace Construction of Tennessee for their roofing, siding, gutters, insurance claim assistance, and more.
Ace Construction is properly licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection.
Josh Whitlock with Ace Construction.
We have an A rating and are a proud member of the Better Business Bureau. We are proud to bring you high school sports. Good luck to all Rutherford County student athletes.
Ace Construction of Tennessee, 809-2621, online at aceconstructiontn.com.
Tempting your taste buds, Rick's Barbecue. They have two locations, on Warrior Drive behind Rite Aid and on Memorial near the VA.
Great barbecue, ribs, chicken, pork, get the beef, ham, slaw dogs, it's all great food.
We're talking with Mike Lanning, and their baked potatoes are out of this world.
They're loaded down with butter and sour cream and cheese and chives, bacon bits, and loaded with whatever choice of meat you want, beef, ham, pork, or chicken.
Rick's Barbecue on Warrior Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
At Sprint by Cellular Concepts, we like to know your name, we care about your stories and your kids. We have loaner phones that we loan our customers that have emergencies. We're real hands-on. We do all the repairs for Rutherford County for Sprint Nextel devices on site.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center on Sam Ridley Parkway, 615-893-2355.
This is Lori Sane Smith at Reef Sane. Make a trip to Reef Sane to experience a true destination for special products and great service. You know our pharmacy care and our amazing milkshakes. Did you also know our gift shop has a unique variety of gifts? We offer products not found around the area for baby, friends, and even yourself. Our stock changes daily. A special gift from Reef Sane is always memorable. Call 615-278-3158. Visit Reef Sane on Memorial Boulevard or online at reefsane.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball on the Mighty WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm agents Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jeannie Allman, Trey Helton, and Monty King. Get to a better state with State Farm. Let's get to some stats here in the first half. Oakland girls leading the Smyrna girls 43-28. And we're at halftime. 15-point lead for the Lady Patriots, and they are led by Ansley Eubanks, 14 points. Problem with that, she has three first bank threes. That's not a problem. The issue that Ansley has right now, she's got three fouls. It's been a little bit of a foul situation here for Oakland, because Shelby Gibson picked up two fouls early in the first quarter. They brought in Aaliyah Patterson for her, and Aaliyah picked up two in the first quarter, two in the second quarter, so she's got four fouls, but 5 points. For Kiera House, 4 points for her. Emily Eubank with eight, and 10 points for Caitlin Oliver. So both Ansley Eubank and Caitlin Oliver in double figures for the Lady Patriots. For the Smyrna girls, they're led by Tyra Hughes' 12 points tonight, 5 points for Brianne Alexander, Brooklyn Blanchard with two. That's the same tally for Treasure Hunt. 4 points for Allie Bolton, and Bree Patterson with a free throw. Your score, 43-28. Oakland led 23-11 at the end of the first. They won that second quarter 20-17. Again, your score, 43-28. And more scores now on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Riverdale girls leading Siegel 38-6. 38-6. These are halftime scores. Stewart's Creek 20, Laverne 15. Barn burner going on there. Stewart's Creek, I just gave you that one, didn't I? I think that's all the scores that we've got to pass along to you tonight. Games going on, the MTCS Eagle Bowl game, that's the one I was looking for. MTCS trails Eagle Bowl 17-16 at the half. So that's a look at all of your scores. Games tonight, MTCS at Eagle Bowl, Siegel at Riverdale, Laverne at Stewart's Creek, and Smyrna here at Oakland, along with York at Central Magnet. We'll have scores throughout the evening on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. And follow us on Twitter at WGNS Sports for the very latest. I want to pass along one more thing to you. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner, live tomorrow morning from Farmers Family Restaurant. Be sure to come on out and join us from Farmers between 9 and 11. For Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. And right after 11, depending on how long we talk, which is usually longer, probably around 11:15 or so, MTCS Cougar Corner. And tomorrow, not only will we have Lynn Berkey joining us. It's girls basketball week this week, by the way. We'll also have a short interview with Coach Brian Stewart, who's decided to leave MTCS for Briarcrest in Memphis, get a little closer to home. We'll also be bringing you that interview tonight on the Ideas Tees Between Game Show. All right, a timeout when we come back. Second half, Oakland Lady Patriots lead Smyrna 43-28 as you listen in to State Farm Prep Basketball.
People are concerned about the rising cost of funeral expenses today. This is Lenny Farmer, and I want to show you how, by pre-funding your funeral at Jennings and Ayers, we can guarantee that the funeral you pay for today will not cost you a dime more at your passing. People just like you are coming to Jennings and Ayers to pre-arrange their funerals because they realize funeral prepayment is one of those sure things that just makes good sense, financially and emotionally. Call us today at 893-2422 and let us show you how we can help you save.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
When you need a new heating and air conditioning system, who do you call?
I call Roscoe Brown.
For over 75 years, this area has turned to the experts at
Roscoe Brown.
That dependability that you've learned to trust for over 75 years is now available for plumbing and drain cleaning as well.
Roscoe Brown.
24-hour emergency plumbing and drain cleaning services.
Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Bud's Tire has been helping Rutherford County with tires, oil changes, brakes, and more since 1987. This is Kay Mitchell, and even though we opened Bud's Tire in 1987, Bud started changing tires with his father next to the old hardware store in the 1950s. Just as it was true in the 50s, it is still true today. At Bud's Tire, you will always get friendly customer service. Visit Bud's Tire on the Old Woodbury Highway or call us at 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. We help you heal.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street across from Toots.
Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's crown jewel.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Second half starting lineups for you now. For the Oakland Lady Patriots, Oliver, Emily Eubank, Ansley Eubank, also Shelby Gibson and Kiara House. For Smyrna, looks like their original starters, Bolton, Blanchard, Alexander, Hughes, and Brady. Starting lineups brought to you courtesy of our friends at Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Photography. Oakland moving right to left as we see it now. From the left wing is Emily Eubank. Cutting back to the top of the key, Ansley Eubank, far side, Kara House. High low going on. It's Gibson down low to Oliver for two. Assist to Gibson, 45-28. Oakland draws first blood here in the second half, adding to their 20-point lead. In the corner, Allie Bolton for three. No good. Off the back of the rim, rebound Oliver. She may take it all the way to the right side. Nope. Pulls back up. Lost the numbers there as Smyrna defenders caught up. Cross-court pass to Ansley Eubank, left wing, Kiara House. Back to Ansley, deep in the left corner. Back to House. This is not a recording. To Oliver at the foul line. She backs it out between the circles. Now left side, Ansley has it again. Ansley to Gibson popping out to help. Gibson bounce pass over, right side to Emily Eubank. Cutting through, House misses the shot from about six. Rebound on the floor, and Blanchard lost it out of bounds. It's going to be Oakland basketball. Oliver to toss. Gibson going to have to run down the loose ball, and does. Hands it off to Emily Eubank. Emily, long pass over right side to House. Back to Oliver, swinging it around the arc to Ansley Eubank. Back to House, right wing. House, fast as lightning to the corner. Picked up her dribble, got to give it up. Cutting through, Emily Eubank tries to thread the needle down low to Oliver. Bounce pass is broken up by Smyrna. Going back up with it is Oliver after tossed right back to her, and she's fouled. Foul is on Allie Bolton. It's her first foul. And the first free throws of the second half for Oliver. This one is in and out. Fans Heating and Air free throws. Fans Heating and Air has built their business on trustworthy service and customer care. 893-7930. Second toss barely ripples the net. 13 for Oliver. 46-28 Pats. We've played about 2 minutes here in the third. Brooklyn Blanchard, right side, gives it back up to Hughes, top of the key. They get a little high-low going on. Driving left side, Brianna Alexander knifes her way in, and she is fouled. Give her the basket and send her to the free throw line. foul. I don't know. Toss is up, no good. Couldn't connect on the plus one. Now I know. No, it's Emily Eubank picks up her third foul. So Oakland in some deep trouble with fouls. Ansley lob down low, too high actually for Shelby Gibson. Gibson was wide open underneath the basket, but she is not 8 foot four. Blanchard drives left side, goes in untouched for two. Boy, Brooklyn turned on the jets that time and scored the basket, 46-32, Oakland. Oliver down low, gives it up. House has her shot blocked by Alexander. It's going to be Oakland basketball underneath their goal here. On the near baseline is where Oliver will inbound. The toss in to Emily Eubank. To Ansley for the deep three. No good. Looked online. Rebound tipped out by Oliver. House drives the lane. Off the glass. It's good. I love it when players use the glass. That's why it's there. Driving Bolton, baseline, shot goes. Allie Bolton explodes baseline for a deuce. 48-34. And timeout Oakland. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. Forward from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught. Don't settle for anything less than the best. And these two, trust me on this, being very serious, they are the best in the business. You can put their years of market experience to work for you. Put the power of Bob Parks Auction behind your property sale and the knowledge of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught. With that combination, you can't lose. 896-4600 online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you, and even you, and maybe you, well, yeah, you too, you can consider it sold. Let's see. One thing I did want to announce. Coming up tomorrow night, Riverdale girls basketball will induct several people into their Hall of Fame. And if you want to head to goprimetimesports.com or WGNSradio.com, keyword sports, on the sports section of our website, we've got the list of Hall of Fame inductees. Lob inside is going to be broken up. Smyrna with the basketball after the Oakland turnover, including former sportscaster Jeff Jordan being inducted, longtime coach. He coached at Riverdale for a long time, by the way. Three-pointer up by Bolton. It's no good. Here comes Oakland. Three ball by Emily Eubank. This one touches nothing, and then the foul underneath the goal. Don't know who it's on. Foul is on Smyrna's Treasure Hunt. It'll be Oakland basketball underneath their goal. 4:23 to go. 48-34. That induction, by the way, Riverdale Hall of Fame, it's part of the Oakland-Riverdale basketball games tomorrow night. We'll be there for it. Hope you are, too. Oakland has it with Oliver, top of the key. Backs in, now drives. Going right side, off the glass, a little long. Rebound, Blanchard has it. Smyrna with a chance here. Bolton off the glass. Sally Bolton. Smyrna hanging tough. They've got it down to 12. 48-36. Oakland with the ball. And Emily Eubank going to be met at half court by the Blanchard-Hunt duo. To Kiara House, to Gibson. Now Ansley Eubank for the big three. Oh, my goodness. She shoots a high arching three-pointer, and it's good. First bank three, 17 points. That's a big one for Oakland, 51-36. 3:23 to go in the third. Boys game between Oakland and Smyrna coming up after this one. Treasure Hunt flips it over to Blanchard for three. No good, a little long. Rebound Gibson, got to get rid of it. Almost walked with it. Smyrna fans think she did. In the corner, Kiara House. House back out front. Finds Emily Eubank to Ansley, left wing. Gibson pops out to help to Emily. Now Ansley Eubank off the pick. There's going to be a foul on Gibson. And that is her fourth. I'm sorry. That's her third. She's got three. Ansley has three. So does Emily. And Aaliyah Patterson with four. So considerable foul trouble here for Oakland. Smyrna can climb a little closer here. That could become a big factor in this game. Ball tipped out of bounds by Emily Eubank and last touched by Emily Eubank. Smyrna basketball. Treasure Hunt tosses in to Blanchard. Blanchard takes it to the far side. Now gives it up. Driving the lane. Off the glass. It's good. Breanne Alexander. See, that's what they can do with the foul trouble that Oakland's in. They can attack the basket. Reach in foul. Keisha Brady reached in and tried to tip the ball away, and when she did, she picked up the foul. That's number, well, I have that as her third, but the board says the second, so we'll go with that. In the lane, Oliver underneath the basket. She's going to be fouled. And this one may be on Brady, and this one is, and it's going to be her third. So my stat sheet is right now. 2:22 to go in the third, 51-38, Oakland. And tosses at the fans heating and air free throw line for Caitlin Oliver. First one's good. She's got 14 points. Fans Heating and Air has been around a long time. Alton and Jason Fan. Fans Heating and Air since 1966, as a matter of fact. Second freebie is up and good by Caitlin Oliver. 53-38. Oakland trying to pull away a little bit again. Treasure Hunt fakes right, goes left, misses the shot. Underneath the goal, calling timeout is Breanne Alexander, and she gets that timeout called. And we'll step aside for 30 seconds and be right back. Oakland leads Smyrna 53-38.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost quality protection and claim service. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update for you after this play. We've got some new updates, some new scores. Brooklyn Blanchard has the ball now. Blanchard back and back up between the circles. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter of play. To Hughes. Looking down low. Now she's going to drive. Explodes. Gets in there and scores. Tyra Hughes with 14. Kiara House, pull-up jumper from about six, no good. Rebound, Treasure Hunt. Down the far sideline goes Hunt. She has to stop after having the ball tipped away by Ansley for a brief moment. Hughes underneath, gets too far underneath. Gibson fighting for that rebound. Bodies fly everywhere. Outlet pass to Emily Eubank. Down low, Kiara House has it blocked by Breanne Alexander. I think they actually called a foul on Breanne there, and they did. It's her third. Here are the scores that we promised. And after three quarters of play, Riverdale girls 50, Siegel 14. 50-14 Riverdale. This is after three quarters. And let's see. Stewart's Creek leads Laverne 39-27. Stewart's Creek over Laverne girls. MTCS after three quarters of play, leading Eagleville 36-32. Got an injury on the floor. And with that, let's take an injury timeout. We'll gather our information here and come back with more. 53-40, Oakland girls leading Smyrna with a minute 25 to go. Injury timeout, we'll be right back.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
No one has more outdoor furniture than Martin's Home and Garden. This is Lester Martin, and we have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, pergolas, play sets, playhouses, and outdoor furniture. We feature only top-of-the-line, handcrafted products with the best warranty in the industry. Plus, Martin's offers free delivery and setup in Rutherford and Cannon counties.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Where beauty and quality meet.
The brand new Mills Family Pharmacy has so much more to offer than before.
For example, they have a walk-in clinic now. You can also save time by using the new drive-through window. Pharmacist Chad Mills told us he's proud to sponsor high school sports this year.
We are very proud to sponsor all local high school athletics. We believe that if we invest in local high school sports, we are investing in Rutherford County's future.
Stop by the brand new Mills Family Pharmacy today. They're in the Barfield community on South Church next door to Toots. Online at millsfamilypharmacy.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Monty Keene, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Back after the Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance injury timeout, Tyra Hughes back on the bench. I think she just got the breath knocked out of her, if you will, in a collision at midcourt. Meanwhile, Kiara House at the free throw line. Fans Heating and Air free throws. She hit both of them. She's got 8 points now. 55-40, back up by 15 are the Lady Patriots. They did have a 20-point halftime lead. Ball almost thrown away, and a great save by Oliver. And it's going to be a Smyrna turnover. Oliver threw it out of bounds off of Treasure Hunt, and Oakland gets possession of the basketball. Minute 9 to go here in the third quarter. Kiara House finds herself open, drives, now dumps it down low. Oh, she gave up about a four-footer for a two-footer because she gave it down to Shelby Gibson, who picks up her first points of the game. Driving baseline, pull-up jumper by Brady is no good. Smyrna with the rebound. Bolton glides in there, has it blocked by Gibson, and will be Smyrna basketball. 17-point Oakland lead. Smyrna got it down to 12 at one point. Bounce pass. They get it inside to Brianna Alexander, and now a foul called on Gibson now, I believe. It is. That is four for Gibson. So Hannah Eaglin going to check in now here for the Oakland Lady Patriots, coming in for Gibson, so they lose a little height here. At the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, Brianna Alexander looking for double digits and finds it there with that charity toss. Fans Heating and Air designing the perfect system for you to meet the needs that you have in your home or business. 893-7930. Just give them a call. Second toss is good. Alexander with 11 points. Joins Tyra Hughes in double digits. Emily Eubank here to the near side with 40 seconds. Now right side to House. Back here near side to Ansley Eubank. Deeper in the corner to Emily. Now Eaglin drives. Going right side. Baseline jumper off the backboard. No good. Rebound. Blanchard down the sideline. Weaving in and out of traffic to Bolton. She glides in there. High off the glass. No good. Rebound. Hunt. Hunt to Blanchard. Blanchard feeds it in. Down low. Turning. Spinning. Shooting. Scoring is Brianna Alexander. And she... it's foul. Foul on Caitlin Oliver. Now Caitlin Oliver has three. So she joins Emily Eubank and Ansley Eubank with three fouls. Shelby Gibson and Aaliyah Patterson have four. Plus one, no good. And now an over-the-back foul going to be called on Allie Bolton. Over-the-back of Emily Eubank. Second foul on Allie. Oakland basketball. Length of the floor to go. Caitlin Oliver gets it in to Emily Eubank, who's being raked over the coals by Brady. Up the floor to Oliver. Oliver outside to Eaglin for three, a little long. Rebound tipped by Ansley and saved in bounds to Smyrna. And the toss at the horn, no good for about a 25-footer, but it wouldn't have counted anyway. Going to the fourth quarter with Oakland leading Smyrna 57-44 as you listen into State Farm Prep Basketball. Thanks for joining us.
This is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummers Den. We offer DJ service and also have our own store live band playing R&B, classic rock, some great dance tunes. So for any of your music needs, DJ, a live band, give us a call. We're here for you. This is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummers Den. DJ, a live band, Music World, and Drummer's Den. South Church, across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Brooklyn Blanchard inbounds for Smyrna, inside to Hughes, who comes back in after being injured. There's going to be a foul after the missed shot on the rebound, and the foul is going to be on Oakland, I believe. It's on Caitlin Oliver. That's four for Oliver. Inbounds by Smyrna, and is no good by Hunt. Rebound Oliver. Oliver to House. Baseline J, no good. Rebound tipped. Tipped out, and Smyrna has it. Blanchard down the floor, finds Brady. Brady fakes right, goes left, layup no good. Rebound, put back. This won't go for Breanne Alexander, but she is fouled, and it's an intentional foul called on Oakland. The intentional foul on Kiara House. So it acts like a technical foul, but is not a technical. Nobody up at the free throw line except Breanne Alexander, who hits the first free throw. She'll have another one, and Smyrna will get the basketball back. Dribble with the left hand, now one with the right, now two, now three. Shot it and got it. The only difference is person fouled shoots the free throws. Timeout on the floor. Oakland takes one, so will we. Smyrna basketball when we come back. 57-46. Oakland holding on to a lead, just underway in the fourth.
Hello, this is Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. I would love to be not only your voice of reason, but your choice in this upcoming election. As I have done for the last 4 years while serving on the council, I promise that I will continue to listen, speak up, and follow through. I need your support. The blessed of us must help the rest of us. Let's continue to be the city of choice for all people.
Paid for by Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. Walter J. Harris, Jr., Treasurer.
This is Ben Weatherford. First Bank understands the importance of sound financial planning and investing. First Bank provides access to the full range of professional services of Invest Financial Corporation. Whether you're saving for retirement, college tuition, or other expenses, a registered representative of Invest can help you make investment choices that will help you achieve your goals. I'm Ben Weatherford, and please come by First Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Smyrna basketball, they inbound. Breanne Alexander misses the toss. Now here comes Oakland. Eaglin to Oakland's Kiara House, now back out front. 7:14 to go in the final stanza here from Oakland High School. Emily Eubank has it tipped away by Blanchard. Patterson in the game to Eaglin. Eaglin hands it off to Emily Eubank. 57-46, Oakland. Smyrna trying to battle back. Oakland with some considerable foul trouble tonight. Ansley Eubank, one of those in foul trouble. She has the ball now, waits on the double team. Oakland trying to spread the floor here and burn some clock. Aaliyah Patterson glides in there off the glass, missed the shot, tipped up, got her own rebound. Now it's on the floor. Kiara House runs it down, burns it low to Emily Eubank. It was actually like a bounce pass because it went between her legs, and Smyrna has the basketball. Treasure Hunt to Blanchard. An 11-point lead. They could get into the single digits. Three-pointer by Treasure Hunt. Rolls off the rim, won't fall. Rebound, Ansley Eubank. And almost has it stolen away, but Treasure Hunt fouls her in the process. Treasure just kind of cut in front of her and T-boned her right there at midcourt. They're actually going to call that on Brady. Could have been either one of them. Brady picks up her fourth foul. and will send the deadly Ansley Eubank to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Bolton comes back in, going out Brady with four fouls. Ansley's first toss is good, so in turn she gets another. 18 points, looking for 19. Fans Heating and Air, building their company since 1966 on trustworthy service and customer care. Free throw no good. 58-46, 12-point Oakland lead. Smyrna ball, 6 minutes to go in the game. Blanchard left side, deeper in the corner. They get it over there to Breanne Alexander. Passes in, now gets it back. The shot no good, but Bolton there to toss it back in. The lead is down to 10. This is as close as Smyrna has been since the first quarter of play, because it was a first half at least. Oakland built a 20-point lead at halftime. Ansley Eubank, left wing. To Eaglin for three, a little short. Rebound, Kara House has it. House back to Ansley Eubank. Great save by Ansley to House. Underneath, Emily Eubank goes up. She's fouled in the act of shooting. She'll get a couple of tosses. Foul is on Hughes, her second foul. And Emily Eubank to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. First toss is no good. She'll get another. Riverdale girls beat Siegel tonight, 62-25. A war going on at Eagleville between MTCS and Eagleville. Last score I had, I think Eagleville had taken a slight lead. Second free throw is good by Eubank. She's got nine. Brooklyn Blanchard back out to Treasure Hunt. Back to Blanchard for three. It's off the lip of the rim. Crawls over. And here comes House with the rebound. Kiara backs it back out. 5 minutes to go. Oakland trying to spread the floor here a little bit. Burn some clock. Maybe a backdoor pass for an easy basket. Right side, you can hear some fans saying, slow down, take your time. That's what was on the mind of Jennifer Grandstaff, I think. Patterson drives, gets in there, baseline, missed the shot. Rebound, Emily Eubank. Now she pulls up for the long two. This one no good. Don't think that's what Coach Grandstaff wants right there. Brooklyn Blanchard down the sideline. Going to explode, baseline, glides in there, missed the shot. Rebound, Alexander has it. Went up, no good. Coming out of there with it is Treasure Hunt. Hunt back out front to Blanchard, back to Hunt, right wing. Treasure driving, turning, dumps it down low to Alexander, and now Emily Eubank called for the foul. And that's four fouls on Emily. And sending Breanne Alexander to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. 44-44, MTCS and Eagleville with about 19 seconds to go, says Phil Dye, who's tweeting that information out there for us. First toss from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line is good. 16 points for Breanne Alexander. Smyrna has made a game of this here by battling back that and Oakland's foul trouble. The MTCS Eagleville game going to overtime, by the way. Update on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Second toss, bounces high, almost falls out, but then falls through for Breanne Alexander. Single digits now, 59-50. Oakland clings to the lead, but it's only nine now after as much as 20. Oakland is definitely spreading the floor this time because Emily Eubank is just over the timeline. They're working on the pool end here at Oakland, if you know where that's at. Ansley Eubank to Caitlin Oliver, top of the key. They've got two wings and two in the deep corners. Bounce pass, they try to feed it inside. It's going to be broken up by Smyrna. Stolen away, Bolton tries to save it after it was tipped out of bounds, and now Emily Eubank runs it down. So back-to-back turnovers, 3.5 to go in the game. Oakland resets and may have dodged a big bullet there. Kiara House works between the circles. Cutting through. Ansley Eubank for three. Would be a dagger. No good. Rebound tipped up. Oliver runs down the loose ball. And now Brooklyn Blanchard is called for the foul. That is four on Blanchard. And that will send Oliver to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line for some important free throws. Oliver, number 23, toes the line, shot it, and missed it. Doesn't get a chance at another. Rebound Hughes in there for it, and here come the Lady Bulldogs. Blanchard in the corner. Three ball up and three ball short, but the rebound and put back by Treasure Hunt. Hunt's first field goal of the game. 7-point lead for Oakland. Under 3 minutes to go. Oliver drives coast to coast and lays it in the hole. Caitlin Oliver with 17. Brooklyn Blanchard drives, glides in there. No good. Rebound tipped up, tipped out by Gibson. Controlled by Ansley Eubank. Bounce pass to Kira House. Back to Ansley. Missed the shot, but got the putback. This is too fast for Smyrna here to deal with in terms of the speed. They want to slow it down here a little bit. Pass is kicked. 2:22 to go, 63-52 Oakland. If you're a Smyrna fan, you really need a basket right here. Blanchard passes to the right side to Treasure Hunt. 4-3, and it's off the back of the rim. Rebound. Oakland had it. Oliver had it. Then she does run it down. Caitlin going to drive. She's going to be fouled. That's a big rebound. Caitlin Oliver playing her heart out tonight. She's going to get to shoot a couple of free throws. Foul on Brianna Alexander, her fourth. These are big free throws coming up here for Caitlin Oliver. She's got 17 points tonight. The official pointed to Oliver and said something to her. Something about, I'm not exactly sure. Then they gave the ball back. She missed the one and one. Oakland kind of shooting themselves in the foot here a little bit. An 11-point lead, though. Blanchard drives, baseline floater no good. Hughes with the rebound, put back, won't go. Missed the second one. Goes out of bounds off of Oakland. Tyra Hughes missed a couple underneath the basket. Have really good balance and footing. Out front to Blanchard, drives, left side, glides in for the deuce. Blanchard with the field goal. She's got 6 points. Oakland taking their time here. And Smyrna's cut it to 9 again. Ansley Eubank. If I'm Oakland, I'm waiting on a foul. Minute and a half to go. Oliver, foul line. Kira House, she got wide open, missed the shot. Rebound, and on the rebound, Shelby Gibson fouls, and she is going to be done. So she fouled out with a minute 29 to go with 2 points. Shelby was plagued by foul trouble all night long. That is the first of what we thought could be many, and still could be, I guess. A minute 29 to go in the game. With no time running off the clock, Alexander at the free throw line nails the first one. Brianne with 18 points, undoubtedly the player of the game for Smyrna tonight. We'll talk about that a little later on. Loveless Fine Photography player of the game. Second toss won't go. They try to save it. Smyrna does save it. Alexander has it. Two, Brady runs down the loose ball. Back to Patterson and now fouled by Oliver. And now Caitlin Oliver's gone. That took 9 seconds. And two Oakland starters have fouled out of the game. Eaglin going to come in. Alea Patterson is in the game for Gibson. She's got 4 fouls. Emily Eubank and Patterson both playing with 4 fouls for Oakland. Shot it. Got it. She'll have another. Brianna Alexander with 19. Now, this isn't good for Oakland fans. because no time's running off the clock. And Smyrna is shooting free throws. They've got the Oakland lead down to 7. Could be 6 if Alexander hits this one, and she does. 20 points for Alexander. Minute 20 to go. Inbound, they took too long. Or was there a timeout called? Oakland calls time. We'll take it too. A minute 20 to go. Pretty exciting game going on here. 6-point lead for Oakland. Minute 20 to go in the game. We'll be right back.
Join Special Kids and Murfreesboro Medical Clinic's third annual Special Kids Race on Saturday, March 22nd. The Special Kids Race will be held at MMC, located at 1272 Garrison Drive in Murfreesboro, and host up to 3,000 participants combined in our 15K, 5K, and 1 mile distances. When you register for the Special Kids Race, you help children with special needs learn to walk, speak, and write. To register, donate, or learn more for this event, go online to specialkidsrace.org.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane cares about our youth.
We would be more than happy to talk to them or their parents about all the opportunities youth bowling can afford them.
Kelly Marlin at the Smyrna Bowling Center says they have youth leagues running year-round.
It's a good opportunity for kids that are involved in other sports. We have opportunities for all of those kids to participate.
And the Smyrna Bowling Center is the home of the state high school championships.
We have the TSSAA state tournament here.
Caring for our young people, the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by J. Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, Craig's Tax Service, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. Inbounds by Oakland. Emily Eubank going to be fouled, and that's probably what Smyrna wanted to do here. But I don't think they wanted Breanne Alexander to do it, because now she's fouled out with a minute 17 to go in the game.
All right, Breanne.
Breanne retires the night with 20. And Emily Eubank at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line for a couple of big ones, and she nails the first. The senior with 10 points, she has ice running through her veins. Toes the line for another one, and this one's good. She has attempted 1.2 billion free throws in her lifetime, I would imagine. Blanchard back outside. Treasure Hunt for three. It's a little short. Hunt got her own rebound on the floor for it. Jump ball. It's Oakland basketball on the alternate possession arrow. 65-57 Oakland with the lead. They've led throughout. In single digits early, got up to 20. Now Smyrna's battled back. It may be too little too late, although Oakland just threw the ball away. Hughes drives in the lane, shot won't go, but there's a foul on Oakland. Kind of could have gone either way there, but foul is going to be called on House. MTCS and Eagleville in overtime. MTCS with a 2-point lead, 52-50. Stewart's Creek beat Laverne for their first ever district game, district win. Hughes missed the or hit the first, missed the second. Rebound, Oakland's Patterson. And now Blanchard picks up the foul. And Blanchard fouls out of the game with 58 seconds. So congratulations to Jessica Jackson and the Stewart's Creek girls. Winner over Laverne, 65-44. 65-44, Stewart's Creek. Still awaiting the MTCS Eagle Bowl final. The school leads by 2 in overtime, last score. Meanwhile here, first free throw by Patterson is good. She'll have another. Aaliyah with another. Here's the toss, and it's good. Lead back to 9 for Oakland. Looking better for the Lady Pats with 54 seconds. Tyra Hughes drives. No, I thought she scored. The ball rolled out. Eaglin with the foul. And that's going to send Hughes to the free throw line. 15 points tonight. She's going to try to add to it. Tyra Hughes, number 45. First shot is good. Got her hair up in a ponytail, but the ponytail is kind of a bluish color. It's Tyra's signature. Felt pretty good tonight. 17 points. Hit both free throws from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Oakland inbounds with 46 seconds. Brady now going to foul Emily Eubank. And Brady had to sacrifice herself there. Brady is done as well. So both teams fouling out lots of players. It's the fifth player in this game to foul out. Yes, it's been that kind of game. Yes, it's 7:30 and this game's taken an hour and a half. Free throw good by Emily Eubank. Makes me wonder about this boys game that's coming up. My goodness. Lots of fouls in this one. Second toss, bounces, won't fall. 8-point lead for Oakland, 40 seconds. Treasure Hunt pulls up. The long two, a little long. Rebound, Patterson got it to fall, and a timeout, Smyrna, and we'll take it as well. 6-point lead for Oakland with 32 seconds to go on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Get you a better State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Monty King. I'm that State Farm agent, 220-2210.
Get you a better State Farm.
One in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. I'm State Farm agent Andy Womack, and I can help get you to a better state. 890-0850.
Get styled for fall at Stones River Mall. Cooler weather is just around the corner, so shop now for this season's hottest fashions. Pair a cozy sweater with dark denim to look trendy while you cheer on your favorite team. Shop for your favorites at Dillard's, JCPenney, or Versona. With more than 60 retailers, you're sure to find something you love at Stones River Mall. Find us on Facebook and Twitter for style tips, upcoming events, and sales info.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Oakland's Kiara House to inbound. Her team up by six, and now a foul before the clock starts called on Smyrna. And that's good for Smyrna. They were wanting to foul anyway. A foul called on Caitlin Moore. Her second foul. 68-62. Going to the free throw line is Emily Eubank. Two shots for her from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. The first toss is short. ...32.4 seconds to go, 68-62. Second toss, this one in and out. Rebound, Smyrna has it. Hughes down the floor. Hughes may not stop. Hughes baseline jumper, no good. She's going to the free throw line. Missed the basket. Foul is on Eaglin, her second. MTCS in overtime over Eagleville, 55-50. It's a final. Stewart's Creek 65, Laverne 44, final. Stewart's Creek wins their first district game ever in girls basketball. Hughes hit the first toss, the second one bounces and falls through. 19 points. It's a 4-point Oakland lead, 26 seconds. Oakland inbounds the ball, and now there's the foul. Third foul on Moore. And going back to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line is Emily Eubank. Struggled her last time there, missing both free throws. Here she'll have two once again. Toss is good. 13 for Emily. 69-64, 24 seconds to go. She toes the line, spins the ball, two quick bounces, shot it, and missed it. Rebound, Hughes. Tyra Hughes down the sideline. Has to give it up to Allie Bolton, and now Bolton traveled with the ball. She had to pick it up after Hughes ran into a double team. It's going to be inbounded right in front of the Smyrna bench, but not before a timeout, which we'll take as well. Timeout, Patriots, 69-64 with 18 seconds to go in this one. State Farm, Prep Basketball.
This is Danny Page, and I'm here to tell you about Annette Bratcher. She's a very knowledgeable real estate agent with Reliant Realty. She is the perfect agent to work with both the first-time home buyers as well as a seasoned investor. Call Annette today at 456-1658.
Find your next house on AnnetteBratcher.com. You can do a property search today and find that perfect home for your family. Or look at the featured home. Go to AnnetteBratcher.com. Again, that's AnnetteBratcher.com.
Did you know that Sprint now carries the iPhone? This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. So if you've been tied to your iPhone and another carrier, maybe it's time to shop us. Let us do a bill analysis for you to compare your rates. We have great rates and great devices and local service. We have three great locations, the corner of Main and Middle Tennessee, next to the Boulevard Restaurant, behind Red Robin, next to the hospital, and also in Smyrna in the Target Center on Sam Ridley Parkway. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Oakland looking to inbound, and with 17 seconds now, 1 second ticked off the clock. Bree Patterson fouled Emily Eubank, so Emily going to go back to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line to try to earn another one. 69-64. They got it down to four. Smyrna got the lead down to four. A lead that was 20 for Oakland at the half. Toss by Emily is good. 14 points for Emily Eubank. Lead back at six with 17 seconds. This is a big free throw here, and it's long. Missed. Rebound. Patterson has it. Bree in the backcourt with 12. Oakland did a really good job there, made them waste some time. But now Bolton going to finish it off with a lay-in. And Bolton scores. She's got 12, and Smyrna takes a timeout. The lead is four for Oakland with 7 seconds to go in the game. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball.
This is Lori Sane Smith at Reeves Sane. Get flu shots at Reeves Sane, Middle Tennessee's immunization headquarters. We offer flu shots, travel shots, and adult immunizations to individuals 12 years of age or older, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Get flu shots at Reeves Sane. Walk-ins are always welcome. We also provide group and workplace immunizations at your location. Visit Reeves Sane on Memorial Boulevard or online at reevesane.com. Get flu shots at Reeves Sane.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. People are really intent on something that's going to last a long time.
On our VCT commercial lines, we do Mannington and Armstrong, and we do that with a lot of hospitals, schools, any kind of commercial type building. And then we also have lots of commercial carpets that are very durable and specified only for commercial settings.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Oakland inbounds. Emily Eubank gets the ball and is fouled. I have said that many times tonight. Many times. Fans Heating and Air free throw line has been busy. Emily Eubank going back there for a couple of tosses. This one is no good. Rattles, won't fall. 4-point lead. With 5.4 left on the clock. This toss bounces, won't fall. Hughes with four, with three. It's going to be Hunt launching the three-pointer. No good, and there's your horn. And your final tonight. 70-66. Smyrna girls hold off, or rather, Oakland girls hold off Smyrna. 70-66. There are 52 fouls called in this game, by the way. 52 fouls. What a night. Oakland girls a winner. by a final of 70-66. And right now we're going to go ahead and jump right in to the IDST's Between Game Show. And let me give you a few stats first, and then we've got an interview with Brian Stewart coming up. Here are some stats from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. 20 points for Ansley Eubank tonight, 14 for Emily Eubank, 17 for Caitlin Oliver, 8 points for Kiara House, and 7 for Patterson. Allie Patterson had 7, 2 points for Hannah Eaglin. For the Smyrna girls, 20 points for Brianna Alexander, and Tyra Hughes had 19 tonight. 12 points for Allie Bolton, 6 for Brooklyn Blanchard, and 4 for Treasure Hunt. And that's a look at all of your scoring. Bree Patterson had 3 as well. Your final tonight, 70-66. We'll have more stats, more information, lots to come up here for you as we continue the IDST's Between Game Show. But right now, a quick break. When we come back, going to chat with Brian Stewart for just a moment, the outgoing coach at Middle Tennessee Christian School in football and baseball. And then on the other side, we'll have more stats, a rundown of the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, and information about the boys' contest that's coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening in to live play-by-play coverage of Farm Prep Basketball from the mighty WGNS.
Bud's Tire Pros is part of the nation's premier network of independent, locally owned and operated tire dealers. You'll get reliable service and better prices in addition to great brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich Tires through their exclusive promotions and rebates you won't find anywhere else. All tires and automotive service, including brakes and alignments, are backed by the nationwide warranty, including free roadside assistance with every purchase. For local service you can trust, visit Bud's Tire Pros, located in Murfreesboro, or call 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
Right now, we have a great selection of sweet hand-fed baby birds and lots of cages to choose from, all at wonderful prices. No matter what kind of pet you have, Animal City has what you need. Animal City is located at 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro, right next to the bowling alley. Animal City is a family-owned and operated business. No matter what kind of pet you have, Animal City has what you need.
Our family also has Music World and Drummer's Den on Shelbyville Highway across from Indian Hills.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Let me get you to a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and needs.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Bud Morris. I'm that State Farm agent, 893-1417.
Here's to the lessons of the gridiron. Two-a-day practices in August, wind sprints in October, homework after every practice. Here's to the coaches who teach players to push their limits, to the moms who keep supper warm. First Bank salutes teams and families across Tennessee. We're committed to providing the best in banking services. That's more than banking. It's First Banking. See firstbankonline.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Ben Weatherford, and please come by First Bank.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Next, it's the IDST's Between Game Show. Now for in-depth game coverage, let's join the W.